Jay Critchley is here to talk about the 25th annual Provincetown Swim for Life and Paddler Flotilla taking place in P-Town on September 8th. Hi, Jay.
Greetings, Charlotte.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell us about the Provincetown Swim for Life.
Well, you know, it goes back 25 years. This is our 25th year. 1988 was the year when, you know, the AIDS pandemic was really taking its toll, particularly in Provincetown, which had one of the highest incidences of HIV, I think, in the country. But my friend Walter and I were swimming in Provincetown Harbor, and we're like, we can swim across there, you know, like, it's a beautiful environment. You know, some of the other beaches in New England were being closed because of medical debris and stuff, and we're like, hey, this is a beautiful harbor. Let's see if we can make it across. So we did, and then we're like, well, let's call people together and have a benefit for AIDS. I mean, it was that kind of simple. So we just made an announcement at the end of the summer, and then the Saturday, the weekend after Labor Day, 18 swimmers showed up. And all we had was a fish crate and a gallon jug of water, and we signed a few people up, and we swam across the Long Point, and when we got there, we didn't have any way to get back. So we had to flag a boat down and get back to the boat slip.
Well, how far is the actual swim?
It's 1.4 miles from a Long Point lighthouse to the boat slip. It's a pretty good stretch. You know, it's not too far, it's not too short, so it's pretty challenging for a lot of people.
So how effective has this been in raising funds for Provincetown AIDS organizations?
Well, to date we've raised about $2.5 million. Now, initially, of course, some of the early swims we would only raise, you know, 20, 30, 40,000. And a lot of that, the first few years, most of the money went to the PWA Coalition, People with AIDS, because it was more of an alternative kind of an activist group. And then we started giving money to both AIDS support group, which was more medical based. But of course, the whole idea of the Swim for Life is that it's really about the community and a nurturing community. So, you know, we've started including Helping Our Women, which is an organization that helps women who are chronically ill from Provincetown to Eastham. So we included them as a major beneficiary. And then over the years, we've added the Rescue Squad, which, of course, the medical emergency response in town, and the Outer Cape Health Services, which is the clinic, which services a lot of people with HIV, of course. So it's really become about nurturing a community which has a large HIV/AIDS population.
How many swimmers participate?
Now, the last couple of years, we've had 400, 405 swimmers, which I could never have imagined, you know. I remember when we hit 200, I'm like, this is incredible, you know. You know, and I think that what happens is that people have such a good time, and it's such a high-energy event that they tell their friends, and then they bring their friends here. So, you know, it ends up becoming sort of a reunion weekend. You know, it's September 8th this year, but it's always the weekend after Labor Day, but it sort of becomes like, well, let's meet in Provincetown at the Swim for Life, and we'll swim, and then we'll hang out with friends and family.
What other activities take place?
Well, of course, over the years, other things have been added, like the Mermaid Brunch, which is follows the swim. After the last swimmer comes in, we have a big brunch, and we feed. It's free, and people can give donations, but it's open to the public. We have entertainment. Zoe Lewis comes in and entertains. And then on Friday night, John Thomas produces the Celebration of Life concert, which is really just an amazing high-energy event at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House on Friday evening, and that's free as well. So it's a weekend at least, and a lot of swimmers actually come for 4 or 5 days or a week or so just to make it sort of a whole Provincetown experience.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I'm an artist who's always been very out, and I'm also a father with a son and two grandchildren, and that has been an experience, very out, very open about that. And also as an artist, I mean, one of my major projects was Old Glory Condom Corporation, which was a patriotic condom company in the late 80s, 90s, which was, you know, made it patriotic to practice safer sex, and I challenged the government. I wanted to get a trademark for it, and the government denied it, so I had a 3-year legal battle with them, and they said it was immoral and scandalous to associate the flag with sex. But eventually we won. I did get the trademark. The slogan of the company is worn with pride countrywide. It's basically the American flag imprinted on the condom. I created the first AIDS healing performance on the beach here in Provincetown in 1983 called Immunity Mandala. So a lot of my work has been intertwined with civil rights for people with AIDS, for the LGBT community, and the community, like bringing people together. It's all about different facets of the community coming together, which is what Provincetown's about.
What was your reaction to President Obama and the Democratic platform finally coming out in support of marriage equality?
It was bold. It was very bold. I wish he had been bold in other cases, particularly with home foreclosures and dealings with Wall Street. But yeah, I think it was pretty bold, and actually, hopefully it'll ignite the base. I'm really just terrified of what's going on with the Republicans, which I guess brings us to the presidential election.
What is your spin on the upcoming presidential election?
Well, money makes the world go round, the world go round. I mean, the money involved is just beyond what anyone could have imagined. And the super PACs are, it's daunting with the Republican super PACs. You know, the other thing which is really even as significant is the voter suppression in a lot of the states. Republican governors are requiring photo IDs and all kinds of complications. One thing I don't think we realize in this country is that voting is not considered to be a right. It's considered to be a privilege, which is a very different thing. That really needs to change.
How can people get information about the Provincetown Swim for Life?
Please come and volunteer, come and kayak, come and swim. Go to our website. It's www.swimforlife.org. It's swim4life.org. And all the information is there, registration, information about the weekend, some testimonials, information about the prayer ribbons, which the prayer ribbons are a really significant part of the swim. It's a little bit like the quilt in the sense that it's about people with HIV, but it's really about the community. People write the names of people they want to honor in their lives, whether they're alive or deceased, and people write messages, and we've accumulated 2,500 of these ribbons, and they're strung up at the boat slip deck, and they sort of witness the event, that they flutter in the wind, and they're sort of a visual witness. And if I might, I have a couple of messages I could read from the ribbons. One says, "For David, this is the first swim without him. Ken, he said he didn't want to grow old, and he didn't, with love." That one gets to me. Another one from Eric M., "Still talking about you." And another one, which I think is cool, is "Love the journey."
Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Please check out the Swim for Life website, swim4life.org. Join us in physically or in spirit, September 8th, and take the plunge.